today's first reading, and really also the second reading, are about this word that appears again and again and again, not only in this Pauline reading, but all through Scripture, from the Hebrew Scriptures through the Christian Scriptures. And that word is glory. Glory. Christ came in glory. The Spirit comes bringing glory. If there was glory in the ministry of the condemnation, that is the Old Covenant, much more does the ministry of justification abound in glory. Indeed, what once had glory has lost its glory because of the greater glory. For if what was set aside came through glory, much more has the permanent come in glory. So we act in great boldness, not like Moses, who had a veil over his face, but with the veil removed, set aside in Christ. Indeed, to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies over the mind. But when one turns to the Lord, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And all of us with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. The word glory always stirs up for me, first, the Renaissance paintings, I think, or the images of childhood, or the golden slippers dancing on the golden streets. Glory, something that will somehow be revealed later, glory that will be given as a gift. And yet, Paul talks about it as if it's here, as if he says we are being transformed from one glory to another. Where is this glory? What is this glory? The Lord, the Spirit, gives us a share of the glory, or at least some access to seeing the glory. Glory in the New Testament, especially in the Johannine Scriptures, seems to be one of those words that's heavily freighted, heavily layered with a lot of different meanings. In John's Gospel, we find that phrase, be lifted up, which we find out means both the power and the glory and also the death, both the resurrection and the suffering. I think glory is a word like that. Jesus talks about glorifying God. God talks about glorifying his own name. Jesus talks about having his name glorified by God. But the glory is never quite something that we can hang on to. It's slippery. And even if you look at the various psalms and other readings from the Hebrew Scriptures, the heavens are telling the glory of God. We hear the angels singing at Christ's birth, Gloria in excelsis Deo. And then we hear Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, which sounds kind of like a military marching song. Since glory seems to be both a confusing word and also a word that's filled with lots and lots of meaning, I turned actually to the gospel reading today to think about glory as we know it. If glory, which is about salvation and unity with God and the fulfillment of the earth and of the desires and the purpose of humankind, if that's glory, and glory isn't just at the end, but we're experiencing it now, then we ought to be seeing glory in our lives. Or we ought to be being glory in our lives, or accepting glory as being given to us. Jesus talks in the gospel today in some very practical words about righteousness. Your righteousness must exceed that of the Pharisees. Righteousness. And then he gives examples of righteousness which don't sound very glorified at all. Examples like not murdering, or even being angry and being liable to judgment. Not insulting people. not saying you fool or calling people's names, going to be with your brothers and sisters and be reconciled with them, coming to terms quickly and not hanging on to your rights or your revenge, bowing before the other person in order to be in the peace of Christ. So righteousness seems to be part of what it would take to unveil our faces, perhaps to see the light of Christ, what it would take to unveil our faces, to see God's glory and love of the people who we come in contact with every day of our lives. Irenaeus said many years ago, "The glory of God is humanity fully alive. Humanity fully alive is the glory of God." So we are the glory of God if we live as fully as we can the life of Christ, the salvation Christ offers us. And that living fully means to let our brothers and sisters into our hearts. Living fully means forgiving. Living fully means to take the path of Jesus, the hard path, the path of not owning, of not being vengeful, of not lording it over others, of going as Jesus did through the suffering and the dying and the rising, the whole of the Paschal mystery in righteousness, the whole of the Paschal mystery in glory, the whole of the Paschal mystery given to us as gift, yes, as gift and as grace, but also as task, as something we receive and something we take on and something we wear, but with unveiled faces. Glory is opening ourselves to living the way Christ lived, to receiving other people the way Christ received them, to believing and hoping that in the doing of Christ's words and actions, we will be reflecting the glory of Christ. I have a friend who, some years ago, shared with me a meditation that she had had when thinking about the love of God and asking God to be loved and asking God to come into her heart. And she got the impression that God was saying to her, "I can come into your heart. I'd love to come into your heart, but you're going to have to open the door." And she said she noticed that there was a door in her heart, and she opened the door, and this is a quote with at least the feeling part of it conveyed. She said, "And then I saw, then I saw that outside the door were all kinds of people trying to get in." The message? That's how God comes. God comes with all those people that we have to deal with, that we need to forgive and forbear. All those people. For glory is the path of Christ, and glory is the Pascha, the Passio of Christ. And glory is allowing God to own us by emptying ourselves. And yet it's not only something we do, a heavy task. It's something that we do in the Spirit, in the freedom of the Spirit. And as we are led in the freedom of the Spirit to accept this wondrous life in Jesus Christ, we move from glory unto glory. From glory unto glory, the light and the knowledge of God in the face of Jesus Christ.